Go ahead now. Find yourself a comfortable spot. This recording is designed to be listened to while laying on a bed or sitting in a comfortable chair somewhere where you won't be disturbed. So go ahead and find that comfortable spot and take a moment to wiggle down in that comfortable spot, making yourself comfortable and relaxed. That's right. And in a moment, we're going to take some nice, deep breaths. We're going to hold the breath at the top for a couple of seconds and then release the breath slowly. So go ahead, take a nice deep breath in, hold that breath for a couple of seconds, then release the breath slowly. That's right. And again, holding the breath at the top and releasing that breath slowly. And as you breathe out, you may start to notice how the body sinks down, down into that breath. And as you breathe in, you may start to notice how the lungs expand and the diaphragm moves. That's right. And you may start to notice feelings and sensations around the body. As the mind and the body start to slow down. And any thoughts of the day that drift in, we'll just let those thoughts drift on out as quickly as they came, and the subconscious mind can go ahead and keep drifting those thoughts out and away. That's right. Now I want the subconscious mind to search out any stiffness, any soreness, any tension, and just dissolve that away like butter in a pan. And the subconscious mind can keep searching out that stiffness and soreness and keep resolving it and dissolving it. That's right. And how's those deep breaths going? Notice how the mind and the body have already started to slow, and we've only just begun. Now, I don't want you to go into hypnosis too fast or too slow. Just the right amount of time for you. And I want you to focus now. Focus all that attention on those feet. Those feet work so hard for you every day, taking you everywhere you want to go. Those feet too deserve to relax. So go ahead in your mind. Tell those feet to relax. Give those feet a command to relax. That's right. Now I'm not sure whether you'll notice it in your left or your right foot. As they start to relax that wonderful sensation. You know that feeling. Focus your attention on that feeling and let it spread up one of those legs. Some feel a lightness, some feel a heaviness. Others feel a tingling sensation. Whatever it is that you're feeling right now is a sign that hypnosis is starting to take place. And you can allow that wonderful feeling to spread up that leg and down into the other leg. So all the muscles and the tendons can go loose, limp, and slack. Just like the legs on a rag doll. That's right. Searching out that wonderful feeling now as it spreads up the body, up into the shoulders, and every muscle one by one like dominoes is going loose and limp and slack. As you allow that wonderful feeling to spread down those arms, feeling it spread down those arms into the fingertips, rolling around back up to the shoulders and into the neck, spreading up over the face as that jaw relaxes, goes limp and slack, as you decide to now let go even further. As you feel that wonderful feeling spreading up the face into the eyes, in around the eyes, all those tiny little muscles around the eyes, you can feel the eyelids going loose, so heavy now. That's right. And if you have your eyes open, you can close them, and if they're closed, you feel no need now to open them anymore. As that relaxation spreads up over the head, you can feel yourself slipping further and further into that wonderful feeling. As you feel that wonderful relaxation wash over you, rolling down the mind and the body like a wave, down to the tips of the toes, rolling back up to the top of the head, feeling wonderfully relaxed. And there's a part of you that is just so curious on just how deeply relaxed you can feel. Because the more you relax, the more benefits you'll get from that relaxation. That's right. Now I want you to use that wonderful imagination of yours. You were born with a very powerful imagination. I want you to imagine yourself walking down a path. This path can be made out of anything you want it to be made out of, but just get a sense or a feeling of walking down a path. The path is calming and relaxing, and you take a moment to look around and admire what is around you. That's right. Really taking notice of everything along this path. And the further and further along this path you walk, the more relaxed you feel, the more calm, the more peaceful. And as you look down to the end of the path, you can't quite see where it goes, but you're curious. Curious at what's at the other end. This path feels like the right path. The safe path, calming and relaxing as you start to float down this path. You may start to notice the feelings and sensations around the body as it drifts deeply, deeply into relaxation, and you find yourself floating along that path. And the more you float along that path, the more deeply relaxed you feel. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And with each number, you feel more deeply relaxed than the number before. And when I get to 0, that's your sign. That's your sign to completely let go. The sign when you say to yourself in your mind, it's time to let go. That's right. 5. Feeling yourself drift a little further. 4. Feeling so much more calm now. 3. Any outside sounds that you may hear is just life going on around you. Just allow those sounds to drift in and out and refocus on my voice. And in fact, with each and every sound, you slip into deeper relaxation. That's right. 3. Drifting down further and further. 2. Letting go just that little bit more. 1. 3 times more deeply relaxed than the number before. And 0. That's right. Tell your mind now. Let go. That's right. Feeling so completely and deeply relaxed right now. Such a wonderful feeling, an enjoyable feeling that you can feel whenever you want. Just taking yourself back down this path and take a moment to enjoy this wonderful, relaxing feeling. Drifting down now into a very deep and comfortable relaxation. Your subconscious mind is now in the ideal state for visualization and suggestion. And even though you've felt uncomfortable with your weight for a while now, perhaps you were able to remember a time when you were just the ideal weight and shape for your height. And if you've never been that ideal weight, it really doesn't matter, because your creative subconscious mind can imagine how it'll feel, what it'll look like, and what it'll sound like when you've lost all that excess weight. To be able to move easy and freely without the burden of carrying around all those excess lumps of fat and that exhausting feeling of dragging around all that excess fat. And I'm sure that you'll know what I mean. Feeling fat or flab around the bum, stomach, and the thighs. Feeling sluggish and hardly able to move in the comfortable and easy way that your body knows how. Being unable to wear all those wonderful clothes that you know you would look so good in on a slimmer body. And having less energy that you'd like. These are not good feelings for you. So far you have endured them, perhaps dreading stepping onto those scales and watching how the weight has been steadily creeping up and up, knowing that sooner or later you have to do something about it, but putting off the inevitable until now. Well, now you've decided that it's time. It's time to revert to that slimmer and healthy you. And because you've decided, because you've already got it into your mind that now is the time, you're going to find that weight loss easy. And you're going to lose that excess weight. Not immediately, not in a week or two, but over the next few months. Your lifestyle is changing now, even especially as you drift deeper and deeper into this comfortable and relaxing state. The first thing that your mind is beginning to accept is that the order of weight loss, you are going to burn off more calories than you take in. So no matter what you have eaten or drunk on a daily basis in the past, you are going to find that you now no longer need or want to eat or drink nearly as much. If you've ever snacked in between meals, then you no longer feel that you want to do that, unless it's a healthy, protein-rich snack. Your appetite is decreasing and you no longer think food in the way you used to. When you do eat, you do so to live, to give the body fuel that it needs in a healthy way. You no longer live to eat, you eat to live. Food is just a necessary and sometimes inconvenient distraction to whatever else is going on around you. You do find, however, that you have no desire for sweet, fatty, or otherwise unhealthy food or drink. You do find, however, that you have no desire for sweet, fatty, or otherwise unhealthy food or drink. You concentrate instead of feeding your body with the healthy nutrients that it needs. You find that there is always something better to do than eat. And you're eating less and less each and every day, simply because food isn't an important part of your life anymore. Your mind is focused elsewhere. Your pastimes, your relationships, your zest for living, whatever is important for you as the wonderful creative person that you are. From this moment on, you begin to enjoy using your body to its maximum potential. And if you are a driver and enjoy driving your car or even being driven from place to place, you now really prefer to walk. You make a determined effort to walk whenever you can, whether it's up and downstairs, to the shops, into town, or to visit friends, it really doesn't matter. The fact is that walking is becoming very important to you. You find that you can not only double, but treble your walking distance. And even when time is of the essence, you so much prefer to walk. It reminds you that you really are now losing weight. Losing weight and feeling wonderful. Losing weight and feeling great. During your walks, your mind begins to find so many different things to concentrate on. And you're really starting to notice the beauty in nature around you. And all the beautiful colors. It makes you feel alive when you're out walking. And any problems that you've been experiencing during your everyday life are resolved on an unconscious level by your wonderful creative subconscious mind. And you walk. And you walk as much as possible for you, depending on your daily circumstances and your lifestyle. You have more energy during your normal everyday activities, and you find yourself up and on the go as much as you can. No more sitting around doing nothing at all. Just find yourself fidgeting and you can't sit still. That's not for you anymore. And even as you begin moving around more and more, you're aware that this is the way that it's meant to be. It feels so natural to you as a human being with legs and arms. You are meant to move the body and utilize your body to burn off the excess fat rather than sitting and stagnating like a saggy, aged, old vegetable that's ready for the bin. That's right. The benefit for you in this moving the body is that you not only have more energy and more vitality, but you really do begin to lose weight, to become slimmer and healthier, fitter and so much more motivated too, to lose that excess weight. And the wonderful thing is that it's so easy for you, because this is the way that you were meant to be and you've always known it. So if you will, imagine yourself now at the weight and the size that you've set your mind on. See yourself slimmer, healthier, fitter, and so much more confident, knowing that you look and feel so good. See what you're wearing. Don't those clothes look so good on you? Your wonderful, slim and healthy body. How do you feel? Imagine the congratulations and praises that people are giving you for losing all that fat. But it's nowhere as near as important to you as how you feel about yourself. Right now, you are slim, you are healthy, you are your ideal weight and size for your height. You look good. You feel good. You are good. This is your ideal self. So take the image of your ideal self and place it up there in your mind to remind you over and over how good it'll be when you've lost that excess weight. Lock that image in your mind. And you may find that there are days when you just don't feel like walking. That's fine. If it's just the odd day. But if your body is physically fit and healthy, then you'll find that by the following day, your determination and motivation would have doubled, because you just want to catch up, because you really can't wait to lose that excess weight, and your body really misses movement. And if your body isn't physically fit and healthy, that's not such a problem. You will pace yourself. Becoming in touch with your body and knowing that it is capable of its importance to you. You will push yourself only as far as you know you can safely go, realizing perhaps that a little further will come with time, and it will. Your unconscious mind will let you know when it's time to stop. And there is a time to stop and a time to go. And you're on the go so much more as you move towards your healthier, slimmer self. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind now, and they grow stronger and stronger day by day, stronger by the day, stronger by the hour, stronger by the minute. That's right. And tonight, when you go to bed, at a time that is right and natural for you, any dreams that you'll have will be of a learning nature and positive. And when you wake in the morning, you'll awaken knowing something's changed, and surprised that this wonderful feeling still remains with you as you look forward to whatever it is you're going to do for the rest of the day. Knowing today and every day is the first day of the rest of your life. And every day, in every way, it gets better and better. Every day, in every way, it gets better and better. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I say 5, your eyes will be wide open, wide awake, fully aware. Then you can decide to drift off into a natural sleep, all awakened, fully ready for the day. The choice is yours on 5. 1. The feeling comes back up through the feet and rises up into the body as you're becoming more aware of yourself, the room and the surroundings. And 2. Feeling the energy now return to the body as the heart rate and blood pressure return to whatever it is that's normal for you. And 3. Feeling the mind and the body realigning now as you can now start to feel your arms and your legs, fingers and toes. And 4. Coming closer and closer up to the surface as the vitality starts to swirl around the body, feeling that energy return. And 5. Eyes wide open, wide awake, fully aware. Now it's your choice to drift off to a natural sleep or awaken, energized for the day. The choice is now yours.